Dean Bacharach does not mean to imply... Of course he did, Pauling said. To Bacharach, I trust you are satisfied with my credentials to be a politician. Eminently satisfied. I think we'll all get along together splendidly for as long as you stay on the project. He sat back slowly. Now, the Department of Defense is assembling a task force to deal with the military aspects of this problem. They'll be in touch with you, Governor. What military aspects? Rory said. Do they plan to attack this thing? Not so long as its intentions are peaceful. She laughed. Do you have any idea how much energy 1,000,000 megatons represents? Of course I do. Our largest peace reserve weapon is 100 megatons. That would be 10,000 times as large. So isn't it rather like ants plotting to destroy an elephant? He smiled at her. An interesting analogy, Dr. Bell. If the ants worked together, they could sting the elephant and make it change course. Dee Dee Whittier spoke for the first time. Rory, would you be practical for once in your life? Do you think we'll get a nickel of federal money if we don't let the generals come in and play their games? This is going to be an expensive project, and the state is flat broke. Is it not, Governor? Well, I wouldn't actually say we're, broke. I like your directness, Pauling said to Whittier. Let me return it. Your state's worse than broke. It's in debt up to its panhandle, largely because of a government so corrupt it makes my fragrant city seem honest by comparison. Corrupt? The governor said. Young man, that's simply not the case. Not your office, governor. He made a placating gesture with one hand. Lower down, though. Surely you're aware. Yes, well, yes, government attracts both good and bad. Tierney's administration hadn't attracted a surplus of good people. He was the kind of governor only a newspaper cartoonist could love, and would have long since been impeached if his machine hadn't owned the Senate and the judiciary before he came into office. I suspect you won't have much to do with the defense people, Pauling said. Most of the resources that come into Florida will come through Cape Kennedy. More good news, Rory said. No surprise, though. NASA can get things done when they're allowed to, Dee Dee said. Your own gamma-ray satellite, didn't it go up ahead of schedule? My one gamma-ray satellite. The backup is rusting away in some shed down at the Cape. Perhaps something can be done about that, Pauling said smoothly. Gamma-ray astronomy seems a little more important than it was yesterday. I'll have my office look into it. Rory just nodded. The governor cleared his throat loudly. One reason I wanted to be in on this meeting was to ask you educated folks a simple question. I don't think it has a simple answer, though. He paused dramatically, looking around the table. Have you given any thought to the possibility that the thing, what's behind this thing, is God? What? Rory said. Whittier rolled her eyes. Bacharach studied the back of one large hand. Pauling openly stared at the governor. It might not be obvious to you scientist types, but that's just what your man in the street is going to think of first. All that thing said was, we're coming. What if it's the second coming? Are you serious, Governor? Pauling said. He sat up straight and returned the man's stare. Do you think I am the kind of man who would exploit religion for political gain? Rory decided not to laugh. Why should God be so roundabout? Why not have the second coming in Jerusalem or the White House lawn? Actually, ma'am, I have given that some thought. It could be that God meant to give us 3 months to ready ourselves, cleanse ourselves. He might be more specific, Dee Dee said. The last time he told everyone who would listen. God works in mysterious ways. So does the government. Dee Dee reached out of the hollow field and brought back a plastic cup. Let's leave that part to the Holy Joes, okay? She sipped coffee and set the cup down. It hovered a disconcerting inch over the table.